You're watching Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, equipping the body of Christ and tomorrow's leaders to reach America and the world.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this broadcast Breakthrough to deliver some really, really exciting news, especially for pastors, church leaders, everyone involved in ministry. You know, the only difference between you and someone you perceive to be more successful is knowledge. And I want to inform you of a tremendous opportunity to discover secrets, strategies to increase growth and breakthrough roadblocks that may be limiting your influence, your overall reach for God's kingdom. Valor Christian College proudly presents Breaking the Growth Barrier Seminar with Dr. Alvin Reed, July 2nd through July 4th, right before Dominion Camp Meeting. Dr. Reed is one of the world's foremost experts in church growth, evangelism, and kingdom influence. And he's written some of the most recognized and awarded books on the subject. In this 3-day intensive seminar, he's ready to equip you with tools that you need to fine-tune the trajectory of your ministry and catapult it beyond all current barriers. Dr. Reed has taught at great institutions like Liberty University, Southwestern Seminary, Cape Town Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Duke University, and dozens more. His vast missions experience in over 30 nations gives him invaluable insight that he's excited to share with you. So I encourage you, be here. Find a renewed sense of vision as you discover innovative, creative, practical means for marked growth and improvement. Space is very limited. Better not procrastinate. Register now at valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu for this exclusive Breaking the Barrier seminar, Wednesday, July 2nd through Friday, July 4th. City Harvest Network members can take advantage of a very, very special discount, but only if you act quickly. This transformational training is eligible for fully accredited college hours, or you can audit and receive an auspicious certificate of completion. So hurry now to valorcollege.edu. And I'll be looking forward to hosting you right here in Columbus, Ohio, beginning July 2nd. Our great God did not use some quantifiable quota of miracles, didn't use it all up. When Jesus ascended to heaven, miracles and divine healing still take place today. Today. Miracles happen today. Hey there, welcome. Come on in. We're having a great time on this soul-winning, God-exalting, Holy Ghost-filled broadcast of your breakthrough. With every passing day that goes by, the anticipation in my spirit and on this campus at large grows and grows and grows as we approach the 40th anniversary, that's right, 40 years of America's Camp Meeting. Dominion Camp Meeting is almost here. There's a stirring in my heart that the saving and healing, the delivering power of Pentecost is going to break forth like a mighty rushing wind in this great Summerall Tabernacle on our campus in Columbus, Ohio. You know, my lovely wife, Joni, describes it best. Dominion Camp Meeting, she says, can't be explained. It can only be experienced. You know, more than 60% of the United States and Canada are within a short day's drive of Columbus, Ohio. God strategically positioned us just for you. So come on, make your plans now. Don't procrastinate. You want to be here July 4th weekend. 7 services in 3 nights and 2 days. Friday, July 4th, Saturday, July 5th, and Sunday, July 6th. It's my pleasure to welcome my good friend and powerfully anointed Holy Ghost preacher and psalmist, Tommy Bates, back to camp meeting, along with international evangelist Tony Suarez and new this year, Bishop S.Y. Younger, City Harvest Network pastors Dr. Medina Pullings will be here. Bishop Brandon Clack, Bishop Clint Brown will all be here. And guess what? I'll be here too. Great psalmist Todd Galbraith, Lizzie Morgan, Jonathan Stamper, Joshua Drum. And if you were here last year, you know Mrs. Lisa Brunson will be back. She tore the roof off the legendary Summerall Tabernacle last year. For City Harvest members and friends, Thursday, July 3rd, that's your beginning to Dominion Camp Meeting. We'll be ordaining over 200 brand new City Harvest Network pastors, bishops, and overseers, and we'll be having a night of food, fellowship, and a whole lot of fireworks. So make your plans. Do it today to be a part of this most anointed weekend of the year. For all the details, they're all available right there, DominionCampMeeting.com. DominionCampMeeting.com. Right now, stay right where you are for my faith-building message. What is a miracle? We're believing this year for more of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ to be done in the area of the soul than we have ever seen before. Now hear me, I'm speaking prophetically to you. The enemy of your soul has been very, very busy with a calculated, unusual, vicious attack in the area of mental and emotional lack of health. People are not healthy right now. And I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about an epidemic since that devilish disease was loosed out of Wuhan, China, called COVID-19. It changed everything. And it was calculated to do so. An attack of the mental wholeness, the emotional wellness of so many millions. And I'm telling you, the church was by no means left out. We've seen the downturn in the economy coming after prolonged lockdowns, businesses out of business, quarantines have left an entire generation in a crisis, a spirit of stupor, a spirit of lethargy, a spirit of terror. And those speaking powerfully against the might and dominion and intervention of the Holy Spirit of God into the lives of men in a supernatural way, miracles. In 2021, emergency room visits for suicide attempts were up 51% for adolescent girls, 51%, 4% for adolescent boys. Emergency room visits relating to eating disorders doubled among adolescent females. In less than a decade, the rate of eating disorders in this nation is up 119% in children under 12 years old. Nationally, the National Eating Disorder Association says there's been a 58% increase in calls, texts, and chats from March of 2020 to October of 21. Long, long, long before the advent of cable television or the proliferation of dedicated programming, my family had a television. It did not have a remote control. I was the remote control. My parents would say, "Rod, get up and change the channel." And it didn't take long. You didn't have to go through 700. I saw television the other day, had over 1,700 channels on it. In my day, there were three, and you had to get up and change them. One of those channels featured a program where a thin, beautiful, straight back, shoulders square lady in a flowing white dress would stride across the platform, raise her hands to heaven, and dramatically declare, "I can hear it ringing in my soul. Say it with me. I believe in miracles." Catherine Kuhlman's ministry was well known for her emphasis on trusting God for the supernatural. Some of the most dramatic miracles, healings of that period took place in her meetings. Millions, I mean millions, were exposed to the mighty miracle-working power of God as a result of her insistence that the age of miracles, the age of healings, was not past, despite the claims of the modernists. I keep it in a glass case just outside of my office door so that everyone that sees me can see it. It is an actual chair from one of those Catherine Kuhlman meetings. Look at that. Do you know why I keep it? Because the anointing is tangible and it's transferable. This chair was in the presence of some of the most mighty miracles heaven ever released into the earth. Oh, how it builds my faith. I wanted to build yours as well, to know that no anointing ever leaves the earth. It just waits for someone to pick it up. Well, we've determined at World Harvest Church that we will, in the name of God's Christ, use the glorious healing power that the Lord Jesus released from heaven into so many vessels, Catherine Kuhlman, Jack Coe, A.A. Allen, so many others, to release the mighty healing power, miracle-working power of Jesus Christ to you. I just wanted you to know what you're connected to. The Hebrew writer said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This Bible says, "I am the Lord your God, I change not." I don't know where we found this God that changes his mind every 3 seconds. He is a healer. He's not a healer. He is healing. He is a miracle worker. He produces miracles in your life. I guarantee you, if you think about your life, you can trace today back to a time when God worked a miracle, a healing, a deliverance. Salvation the greatest miracle of all. A lonely soul was I. Emptiness filled this heart of mine. I searched and I searched in vain for peace and happiness, but none could I find but emptiness. I'm talking to you now. Emptiness and bitter tears. That's all this world could hold. I needed a Savior for my soul. I believe in miracles. I want you to become an active participant, not only in your miracle, not only in your healing, not only in your deliverance, but in that of someone you love so much. Somebody you love is hurting right now. Someone you love is walking through tragedy right now. All the miracles that we've seen, the healings, the deliverances, the salvation. I'm recalling right now a young man in his early 20s, raised in the church, but got hooked on crack cocaine, had spent several years living in the streets, a pastor's son. They sent a prayer cloth. I believe it was the second year. So 18 years ago, they sent a prayer cloth. We placed it on the table. We interceded. We prayed. We believed God. We sent it back to that mother. That boy came home for some reason, and she attached it to a piece of his clothing. Back out into the streets he went. And three drug dealers, when he went to buy his drugs, living under an overpass for years, homeless, bound. Three drug dealers that he tried to buy drugs from said, I'm not selling you any. You have no business being out here. You need to go home. By the third one, he went home and knocked on that preacher, pastor, father's door and said, can I come home? There's power in God. He's a miracle-working God. Well, our wonderful, wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is also the Rose of Sharon, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley, and honey in a rock. Throughout your Bible and mine, the miracles we see on page after page demonstrate God's great character, his deep love and passion for people everywhere. Our Canaan king entered into impossible situations with undeniable power and authority. Miracles, like the little boy with his loaves and fishes, the widow of Nain's son being raised from the dead, the woman with the issue of blood healed when she touched Jesus' garment. They were all double blessings. How exciting it was for that young boy to see his meager basket overflow to feed thousands. But it didn't end there. He went home with more than enough, too much. Overflow to feed his own family. I want that kind of double blessing for you. I want it to be on your children. I want your grandchildren to experience it. And that's why I'm looking forward to the second half of 2025 as God moves suddenly with his transformative power. 2025 is a declared year of double grace and double favor for you. 25 in your Bible is a symbol of grace upon grace, a double outpouring. God's promises in this year are yes and amen for you because you're a believer. And that's why I've mailed out to so many of you these declarations of faith. I want you to keep it in your Bible. Speak these promises over and over out loud every day, like this one from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God is able. I could stop right there. God is able to make all grace abound toward me so that I always have enough for everything, and that I may abound to every good work. I want to encourage you to prepare for your double blessing in 2025. Extend your faith. Do it today with a seed that's a symbol of grace upon grace. A $25 seed in each hand. 25 represents God's hands being outstretched to you. Put something in your hand. Stretch it out to God's kingdom through this great global ministry. A gift of $50, or perhaps for you, a gift of $125. For some, that uncommon but supernatural seed of $1,025, marking this year of double grace and favor. Every seed sown today will bless the kingdom of God. I promise you that through the work of breakthrough, we're reaching millions of lost souls. We're rescuing the perishing. We're caring for the dying through our Feed the Hungry, Bridge of Hope, international and national ministry. God's principle of seed time and harvest has been proven over and over and over again. You see, every seed has been given an assignment for growth by God our Father, and it only needs good soil, the right season to produce a miracle harvest in your life. The key to success in God's economy is simple: obedience. So take that first step of faith. Pick up that phone. It's nearby. Call now. When your seed arrives before July 4th, I'm going to include it and your most urgent prayer request on our altar for tens upon tens of thousands around the world to agree in prayer throughout Dominion Camp Meeting. You can also scan the QR code or go directly to rodparsley.com. I believe with you, for your grace upon grace, favor upon favor, blessing upon blessing, double portion harvest. Sow your seed faith gift. Do it today.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Give a special double 2025 offering of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp Meeting on July 4th.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you?
Because if you ain't got no resistance, come on somebody, you ain't doing nothing threatening to the kingdom of darkness.
We no longer buckle under reverence and fear at the presence of the Lord. Oh, but not this people, and not today.
We know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We need a move of the Spirit, because it is only the Spirit that can cause strong and wrong to bow and break.
God can heal. God can save. God can send revival. God can move in this nation.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God is getting ready to bring you to tables for his glory.
People that were trailblazers, history makers, and tomorrow will change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, this is what is known as a Kairos moment, an appointed time, 2025. It's a profoundly prophetic time to boldly lay hold to your double blessing, double grace, double favor, double blessing. Listen to this testimony from my dear friends Michael and Alice. Eric, their adult son's life had become overwhelmed by heartbreak and hopelessness. His family had been shattered by divorce. His depression led to drug abuse, even thoughts of suicide. Michael and Alice came to Dominion Camp Meeting at their lowest point, and God spoke to them about sowing a seed. Their faith came alive. Eric is now a joyful believer in Jesus Christ, delivered from all addiction and all heartbreak of the past. Hey, I'm rejoicing as I look forward to the second half of this year because I can see what the Lord has in store for you. You need to take that step of faith now. Sow your double blessing seed. Do it today, and then get ready for God to multiply what you sow back to you again. Call before July 4th, and be sure to include your most urgent prayer request, because together I'll be leading tens of thousands around the world at Dominion Camp Meeting in a great prayer of agreement just for you. I want to thank you for 40 glorious years of America's Camp Meeting, Dominion Camp Meeting, and for joining me right here today on your breakthrough.